Thank you, Carol C. I forgot to let her read the speaker statement, so when Cornelius come up, matter of fact, I'll let Cornelius read it when he comes. Our next speaker is Cornelius.
Good morning. I'm Cornelius, and I'm an addict. And the speaker's statement, the NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which are the 12 steps and 12 traditions. In areas where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and 12 traditions, there is the possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from way outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts, recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories, because we all know what it was like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. I'm an addict named Cornelius. And right off the top, I'd like to thank the Most High God for this morning and this wonderful weekend, you know, of just intertwining with the ties that bind us together. You know, and this speaker statement is kind of cool because it says a whole lot. And I'm real grateful, and I didn't have no literature to bring with me. I was asked at the last minute to do this workshop. So right off the top of my head, I'd just like to thank God for everything. You know, and the courage to change is a good topic. It's a topic, and most like most of our topics in Narcotics Anonymous, they can be so deep and so wide, and an addict can get so much help if he just opens himself to a real simple program. And I'm real grateful, man. I talk to addicts every day. Some of us can get real controversial. I talk to a guy who tells me I should have one home group. And out of all the meetings I go to, I think every meeting is my home group. I just only choose to vote in one group conscious, though, at one group. I'd like to keep my recovery real simple. I try not to impose anything on any addicts, and then I'm not showing up there at the meetings to make sure that they are all going through my crap. That's Narcotics Anonymous stuff. But I'm grateful for this opportunity to be used as a vessel to talk about the courage to change. And I found myself coming in here at January 1996, and my clean date is March the 1st, 1996. So for 3,691 days, I have not found it necessary to go back out there, do no more research, to test the waters. I was done when I got here. And for some reason, after using for 30-plus years, I find it necessary to stay here, because 10 years and a couple of days does not equal 30 years. And I'm grateful, you know, the courage to change, doing something different. I thank my high power for placing a young man in my life, my first sponsor, who got me into service after 30 days. And I've been in service the whole time. And what I find out is that my activity and service has a tendency to change because everybody has a niche that they need to find in here, you know, whether it be working one-on-one, working in the groups. And I found myself trying to recover from a whole lot of things when I first got here. You know, workaholic, shopaholic. You know, every year something got to go. I mean, I don't have this fantastic story. My story was a simple story, United States versus Cornelius. You do not beat a whole country. So I threw the towel in. You know, I got here and grasped this stuff because my life depended on it. You know, and I found myself in service in D.C., Alexandria, Arlington. I go to meetings in Maryland. So for some reason, there's two sides of my brain. One side that knows everything, and the other side is just as empty as can be. And it don't make no difference which side of my brain takes the first step. The other side needs the remaining 11 steps. So on any given day, and my sponsor drills this in my head every day, just be the best you can be, man. Just be the best you can be. Because to recover from the disease of addiction, man, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I got my hands full. You know, I have to deal with me and my entirety. And I'm grateful a simple program has been put in place that tells me there's no shortcuts through the disease of addiction. I have to go the way of the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous to combat the disease of addiction. And for that, I'm truly grateful. My journey started out working at a beginner's group, and my story is about really getting in the trenches, man, doing the little work that don't nobody want to do. And I've did it long enough to find out that if I just stay in the trenches, I'm going to be around here for a long time. I don't know about y'all, man, but see, I'm not trying to be famous in an anonymous program. You know, it don't make no sense to get too big up in here. There's no big eyes or no little U's in here. So I came in here, man, just as open as dying could be. You know, the courage to change sort of reminds me about some things. And, you know, some older members really helped me with that early on, that even a snake will eventually change its own skin. But the job with change is the resistance to change. You know, change is calling you to do something, and you refusing, rebelling, and rebellion is sort of like a defect that will bear bad fruit. Defects bear bad fruit. You know, like dishonesty. If the defect is dishonesty, it can bear the fruit of bad checks, not wanting to pay your bills, getting caught up in financial disarray. It's so much to this program and this process, man, that I'm glad the 12 steps has the capability of addressing every area in my life. And this is not a race, and nor did I sit over here and, you know, but have nothing but some joy and got some consolation out of hearing Carol sharing her story, because it gave me time to sort of settle my spirit and pray to God of my understanding that, you know, you blessed me with a beautiful weekend. I try to get up here every year, and one year I couldn't make it up here, man. I hurt so bad. I hurt so bad because I couldn't make it to the convention up here. I think it was my eighth year. And I'm real grateful, man, that, you know, sponsorship sort of allows God to do what God does through sponsorship. Not only do I have to have a sponsor, after 10 years, I've been trying to be a good sponsor myself. And I'm grateful to the sponsees I've had, and I still got. And along the way, I guess, somewhere along the way, after 5 years, I had two or three sponsees decided to take their will back. And they died as a result of this disease. They went back out used and it killed them. So I really understand when they say some of us must die in order for some of us to live. That's a tough one, but it's real. And just for today, I don't have to have enough of myself to where I can't humble myself and really understand that my humility is going to keep me here. Because my perspective can get torn out the frame at any given time. You know, with all you all in my life, you know, just seeing the hugs, the love that Narcotics Anonymous has for guys. I was talking to a guy out in the hallway last night, and he was enthused by people hugging him. And I just suggested to him, you don't have to know somebody to offer them a hug. You know, just try hugging somebody you don't know. While you up here, try hugging somebody you don't know. It's just as simple as it was when they told me when I first came in. If you're not used to calling people, call somebody and say, hey, look, man, I'm just practicing using the telephone. God dang. But I'm real grateful, man. That, you know, we help each other in so many ways, and basically just our presence of showing up. But it's still some work to be done. See, I thought I could come up here, have a good time, and get in and out of Ocean City without even having to do stuff like this. But I guess this is what working in the trenches for 10 years will get you. It'll have you up here in front of the podium, whether you want to be or not. And all I know is that I'm blessed to have a story I used for 30 years. It's only by God's grace that I'm still standing up here breathing. And if I start crying, it's not because of the pain of my story. It's because of the joy that I've had in living since I've been here. So many people have impacted my recovery. I'm just grateful for my predecessors who made this thing real attractive when I first got here. For some reason, I just didn't understand how I used a longer career that had me retire from a career only by the grace of God in this program, man. Things start changing, you know. And I'll just like to name some of my home groups. Like on Monday night, the Just for the Day meditation meeting. Tuesday night, a step meeting called Steps in the Valley that we started. A Thursday night group we had for about 8 years that we started called Glad to Be Alive. Saturday night, the 11-step group at St. Martin's. Awesome, powerful group. That 11-step is real powerful, too. You know, and as my mind changes, what I'm allowed to really understand that as long as I'm willing to travel the road less traveled, the road less traveled for me is that road of recovery. Because if I use longer than I've been here recovering, recovery is still the road less traveled. And I'm grateful for that. A group called Sunday Sanity. Having sanity on a Sunday. I'm just real grateful, man, to see all the faces, the camaraderie, the love, the hugs, to know that, you know, the biggest highlight of my whole trip up here every year is to find a big giant stick, walk out on the beach, and write thank you, God, in the sand. That takes care of the little kid in me, and once I do that every year, my trip is made, I don't care what else happened, I do that every year, and, it's something that just comes to me, man. I was at a meeting, and a little young kid, about 12 years old, got a chance to raise his hand and share and say he was an addict and said he wanted to use some heroin. I said, what? I said, boy, you done lost your flipping mind. Don't you know what and where heroin might take you for the next 10 years if you even bless? Because I was that kid that snorted dope at 12 years old coming out the gates. And it didn't stop me for 30 years. All I know is that the God of my understanding has been so good. And we got some literature so powerful that God, as we understand him, is the most powerful sentence I've ever seen in Narcotics Anonymous. I find myself setting my day, going to meetings, reading some spiritual stuff, trying to grow. And what's changed for this addict is that now that I'm retired, retired from the disease of addiction. Good God Almighty. I really appreciate change our muscle, die will. And I found out that praying only for knowledge of God's will for me and the power to carry that out. Not only is that a prayer, but that's a meditation all in the same sense. So I'm grateful for these groups that sort of keep me in touch with you used every day. Try to do something for your recovery every day. Put as much emphasis on trying to do this as you tried to kill yourself trying to do that, you know. And when I first came in here, it was a friend of mine that was celebrating 10 years. And just for the day, I know that that friend of mine is coming up on 20 years. You know, and when I came in 30 days, there were people taking me to meetings and saying, when you start doing better, do for the newcomer what we're doing for you. You know, make this happen for somebody else in Narcotics Anonymous, man. Don't become so big of yourself that it's all about you. You know, and service has been sort of like my niche, man, to just grasp the idea that if you don't do this, it's a possibility you might just go back out there and do that. So I got it right the first time, and that's thanks to the God of my understanding and y'all showing me that through y'all's experience, I can avoid a whole lot of pain, you know. And as a result, I'm just blessed to know that I come up here, man, and hope and wish everybody the best, have the best trip back down the road. I got enough friends I've met, and I know I haven't met all the people that I'm going to meet along the way here. We say the broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. I just know, man, staying here will broaden your base. And what's changed is that look at what just might happen if you refuse to change. There's instances in my life where I really, really want to go right now, but, you know, when you don't prepare to sort of do your workshop or whatever, you just sort of say a little prayer, just go with it. And know that it's going to be all right, man, because all I got is my story, you know. And I got a story that's based on recovery. I need to be here. And usually I want to be the first one back home because my very first year up here at the convention in Narcotics Anonymous, I was worried about the meetings back at home. If everybody up here, who's going to help that new baby sitting in detox? Who's going to be there when them other meetings doors need to be open? And maybe just not, might not be nobody there to address them. I got in service. In fact, I was sitting in detox, and the people that were bringing the meeting to us on Sunday afternoon, they were up here at the convention. So we sat out there waiting for the people to come, toxic, twisted, and they didn't never show up. So I asked the lady in treatment with me, I said, look, let's go up front, and we're going to still have this meeting. And I've been in service ever since. I'm talking about 30 days short of 10 years of being in service. So service does work, y'all, and I'm grateful that, you know, I got here just when I was supposed to. You know, I still got books that I had when I first came in. I appreciate reading and hearing the literature over and over and over and over and over and over, because there's going to be some people in my life saying, you still got to go to those meetings. And what's changed is, I ain't got to break them off nothing too swift, too fast, too cunning, too fly. All I got to remember is that I'm doing this for me. My life depends on it, you know. So I'm real grateful, man. You know, somebody asked me to do something in Narcotics Anonymous, I'm not going to hesitate. You know. I just know that this is the best thing smoking, man. And when I got here, My drug of choice was anything that would change my mood. Today, my drug of choice is exercise, going to the doctors, doing what I have to do, not so much as what I want to do. You know, I remember a little story where this guy was having some bad dreams. And in these dreams, this monster that I call addiction was chasing this guy. And just before the monster would catch this guy, he would wake up and the dream would dissolve and the guy asked the sponsor, like, what is all this about? And the sponsor told him, well, see, you need to really relax, tie yourself out, go back and finish your dreams. So the guy took his sponsor's suggestion and he went out, tied himself out, and got back into his dreams, and lo and behold, here come that monster of addiction again. And he was chasing this guy, and he was about to catch him, and the guy spun around and stopped the monster in his tracks. He said, wait a minute, hold it. Why are you chasing me? And the monster said, I am your courage. I've been chasing you all your life. So I understand today that as long as I'm running, I might not get what God has for me. Sometimes I might have to stop and face whatever it is that's chasing me. Be it good or bad, there's something to learn from it. You know, I have a high power that doesn't have no days off. Don't get no holidays. And what I found out, my high power loves me. Not because of me, but in spite of me. You know, we addicts, we bless people, man. You know, the gift of recovery cannot be bought, nor can it be understood. It can fit snugly into the mind of any addict. I am truly grateful, man. And gratitude is something that you can't just talk about saying it like lip service. You have to show it. My actions. And no, we're not perfect. We mess up. I mess up. And thank God for these principles, because they allow me to not only see how I need these principles to combat the disease of addiction. It takes a lot of courage to use them. It's only through understanding and application that this stuff works. So, as I allow y'all to help me with my tools, thank God for y'all helping me with my application. Recovery has to be experienced. We have to learn how to live this stuff. And I said we. So I'm grateful, man. I got all y'all. Whether you know it or not, like me or not, y'all presence is being felt by this addict. You know, I'm usually halfway home by now. Down the road. I don't like traffic. So I got to remember, I was part of the problem, the drug traffic. So now I'm part of the solution, you know. And I just thank God for y'all, man. I don't know how much time I got. I ain't prepared. I ain't took no notes. All I know, I talked to my sponsor back home in D.C. I call him every day, go to meetings with him. I call my sponsees every day. We call each other. And what's the humbling part of my process, since I've retired from a job, I work for one of my sponsees. Now, you talk about a humbling experience. I work for one of my sponsees, and I might work one day a week for 3 hours. But I'm grateful, you know. And what I found out is just like, the boss ain't me. You know, I love my sponsees, man. I love this process. I love Narcotics Anonymous. And what I found out is that Narcotics Anonymous will go on without me, but I cannot go on without Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I come here, get my battery jump started, and I'm ready to go for the rest of the day. You know, and nothing short of a Narcotics Anonymous meeting every day has truly helped me and blessed me in ways that words cannot explain. You know, and when I say words cannot explain, you know, I found out that I had to let go of the things that bothered me the most. I had to ask God to help me with giving defects of character permission to just glare in my life. You know, I permit myself to get resentments. You know, so if you're in here, man, and you're struggling, keep going to meetings. Keep coming back. You're going to hear bits and pieces of your story, where you at, where you've been through. I ain't had no story with a whole lot of jail time, a whole lot of in and out. My story was about a whole lot of using, man. So I know I've got a long road to go. You know, I told y'all half of my brain had everything in it, and the other half was totally empty. So whichever one doing the talking right now, I've sort of prayed to set it. I was telling some addicts yesterday, there was this shop, and it had three brains in the window. And one was the brain of a policeman, and it had a price tag on it, $5,000. It was another brain, the brain of a doctor, and it had $10,000. And then the third brain was the brain of a recovering addict. And the price tag was $100,000. So the guy went in the store and said, "Lord, have mercy, why is the brain of the addict so expensive?" Say, "Because that's the only one that ain't never been used." So I don't know about y'all, man, but I've been enjoying myself and, you know, I just hope and pray everybody have a safe ride. Be back up here next year, holding on to their clean dates. And you dropped your phone, sister. And just keeping this thing real, man, because, you know, we can do what I can't do by myself, man. I need y'all more today after 10 years than I did when I first came in here. You know, when I came in here at 30 days, they picked meetings for me to go to. They introduced me to that thing about footprints in the sand. And footprints in the sand is so powerful. You know, I really understand today that we addicts, we are more blessed than we are lucky. A lot of times, man, I want to pull all my whole family in here. But I can't, man. I just want to be here if they ever get here. If they ever get here. I might be the only example of the program that they'll see. So I know that Narcotics Anonymous really works, man. If it can work for me, it can work for anyone. What's going on with the time? 3 more minutes? Oh, y'all gave me 3 minutes. Look, I remember being asked to share at a meeting. And I thought it was going to be a regular meeting. And this group was having this 30-year anniversary, something like that. And I was shocked, man, because it was a speaker's meeting. I had to speak the whole meeting. And I was like, I wasn't prepared. I'm just coming for a regular meeting. I'm going to throw a topic out there, open the meeting up after 10, 15 minutes. And I had to speak the whole half an hour, the whole 45 minutes, man. And I ain't about all that trying to be famous or trying to be popular. I'm just trying to get the help that I need, man. So please, whatever you do, if I've offended anyone this morning, charge it to my head and not to my heart. My heart is truly in the Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm going to try to remain till the pain of changing gets so great that I have to change anyway. Because that's what change is all about, man. We don't have to, you know, we are well experienced when it comes to pain. I think we could write thousands of books on pain. And right now today, because of Narcotics Anonymous, we can write thousands of books on change. So I love y'all. I keep my prayers, you know, open to everybody. You know, if you come here and you're new and you start off just learning how to say help me, you'll know when you're changing because you start praying for other people. You eventually get there. You know what I'm saying? And I don't need to be so specific when I pray to the God of my understanding today. I just know that when you're a parent, you're usually a praying person anyway. You know, somebody's prayers actually got me up in here. And I'm just grateful, man, that You know, prayer changes things. And to be part of this hosted convention is a plus for me, because I've done so much service work in the Norvana area that I basically sort of withdrew myself just to get back in the trenches in the one-on-one and the stuff I need to do with my sponsees, man, because I hate to get so involved in me that I forget them in my process. So I'm grateful. Thank y'all for having me out here this morning. I hope everybody